Immediately I perceived that the written word was limited, and I had just to fly, to go beyond and to go into the orality, what Aristopede called sound poetry. And my first experiences about sound poetry started in the early 80s. But I think that when I was a child, now it is something I'm talking maybe for the first time, when I was 10 years old or 11 years old, My father gave me a nice present, a magnetophone, and I was 10 years old. I remember that I started a sort of soliloquy in front of this microphone, just like now, in this moment, and listening to these old tapes, you can imagine, we are talking about the wheel. I think I was just doing something about some poet. I was not conscious, of course, but because being conscious is very important when you are a poet. So I started unconscious poet when I was 10 years old. But around 30, 25 years old, I started my work about some poetry.
And were you familiar, or how did you become familiar with other sound poets?
My first job was just to learn and to study other works. It is a due step. When you start working, you have to dominate and to manage what the others have done before you. And in my case, the references in the Italian field were the Futurist, no doubt. First, it was Marinetti, of course. Difficult to find recording because, there are someone, of course, but those recordings were interesting because they represented a first attack to the language considered as institution. So the first Marinetti poems were just like a bomb against the narrow-mindedness of the language, which is unable to communicate. And that was the first, I think. Then, going on, well, no doubt the Russian Futurist presented a very important lesson for me, especially Crucioni, not Mayakovsky. I prefer Crucioni because he invented this kind of neologism, this kind of primitive language. He invented a language of his own. And really, I did adore this because I didn't bear the banality of the language surrounding myself. And just listening to this new language, it was amazing. I remember those days I was attending.
Io en tu hermosura. Io sì te verei io a ti en tu hermosura. I tu a mi en tu hermosura. Io me verei en ti en tu hermosura. E tu te verás en mi en tu hermosura. I así parezca io tu en tu hermosura. I parezcas tu io en tu hermosura. I mi hermosura. I sea tu hermosura. I tu hermosura. Hermosura. Mi hermosura. Y así seré yo tú en tu hermosura. Y serás tú yo en tu hermosura. Porque tú misma hermosura será mi hermosura. Y así nos veremos el uno el otro en tu hermosura.